Herald in Chicago, who was appointed special counsel with broad decision-making power. He reports to Deputy Attorney General James Comey. Claim is married to the former ambassador Joseph Wilson, who said his wife's name may have been revealed as retribution for the newspaper opinion piece he wrote criticizing Bush's claim Iraq had tried to get uranium in Niger. Wilson asked by the CIA to check out that claim. The leak investigation now into its second year. No charges have been brought. Fitzgerald is still fighting with reporters from Time magazine and the New York Times, trying to get access to their confidential sources, which a federal judge has ruled they must divulge, or face possible jail time. Those reporters are appealing the ruling. Robert Novak reportedly has not been subpoenaed. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas today plans to tell military leaders the Palestinian Authority will not tolerate actions that sabotage the ceasefire with Israel. Abbas is to meet tomorrow night with the leaders of Hamas and Islamic Jihad to talk about the ceasefire that's already been marred by several attacks. In the latest incident, Palestinian gunmen shot at an Israeli military patrol near the West Bank town of Nablus, no one injured. Hamas has said it's interested in a truce, but it insists it will not observe one unless it's satisfied that Israel will release prisoners and stop going after militants. Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko going for more medical consultations concerning his poisoning last year. He became seriously ill after having dinner with top security officials in Ukraine while campaigning to be president. Tests later confirmed he'd gotten a massive dosage of dioxin. After a bout with the flu that sent him to the hospital, Pope John Paul says he feels especially close to the sick. He sent a message of support to the sick for the Roman Catholic Church's World Day of the Sick today. John Paul had planned to attend the Mass at St. Peter's Basilica, but that was before he got sick himself. The Pope also appealed for prayers for him and his mission as universal shepherd of the Christian people, as he called it. John Paul, who's 84 years old, was released from the hospital in Rome yesterday. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at GEICO.com.
Hi, this is Larry King. Did you know that drinking a glass of delicious Welch's grape juice every day can actually help keep your heart healthy? It was news to me. But studies have shown that because Welch's 100% grape juice is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. But who's counting? I'm too busy enjoying the taste. Welch's grape juice. Isn't it nice to know that something as good as Welch's is good for your heart, too?
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Next week on the Al Franken Show, Barack Obama, Jane Mayer on torture, Elizabeth Warren explains the real costs of Bush's completely sick health care plans, plus 2 whole days of special broadcasts from the Center of the Axis of Evil, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. Catherine and I are getting our shots right now. Countrymen, lend me your ears next week on the Al Franken Show.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in this Friday night. We have an action-packed program for you this evening, so stick around for the entire 3 hours. Huh? You don't have anything else to do, right? Eh? The news, of course, of the death of Arthur Miller, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, who created probably some of the most lasting characters in American theater, and the first among some of those characters, of course, was Willie Loman, Death of a Salesman. Also, the Crucible, which it was very strange. When I was in high school, which was a time not too long after the Crucible was written and performed, we read the play, and my English teacher at the time, high school English, pointed out what the play was really about. And years later, well, not that many years later, when I saw the movie The Misfits, I believe it was, what was it, Kathy, 62, 63, it was early in the 60s, a movie, a film that I found out today Arthur Miller had, the screenplay for which Arthur Miller had written specifically for his wife at the time, Marilyn Monroe. But it was the last movie in the careers of Marilyn Monroe, Clark Gable, and Montgomery Clift. A little bit of trivia there. So Arthur Miller, dead today at the, or yesterday at the age of 89. Chief news executive at CNN, Easton Jordan, has resigned. I have met him. Since I worked there twice, he resigned today because of the furor that came about over remarks he made in Switzerland last month about journalists killed by the U.S. military in Iraq. Jordan said he was quitting to avoid having CNN being, his words, unfairly tarnished by this this controversy. Words, that seems to be the big spider web in the past few days. The words of Jeff Gannon, this prostitute who literally worked his way into or was invited to come and be a correspondent for George Bush's death machine. Ward Churchill, who with whom we will talk next hour. Easton Jordan. It seems like words, right? Words are birds, aren't they? They'll peck your eyes out. During a panel discussion at the World Economic Forum last month, Jordan said he believed that several journalists who were killed by coalition forces in Iraq had been targeted. When did we talk about that, Kathy? It was a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. Remember when the hotel was attacked? This is when we worked for IE America Radio Network, which is no longer in existence. May it rest in peace. So Easton Jordan, all these months later, states what I think to most people who have been following what the Bush crime family is about and what our military adventures consist of. most people would come to the conclusion, well, hell yes. Plus, prior to the invasion of Iraq, it was stated categorically and clearly by agents of the U.S. Defense Department. Now, I put it that way because I don't remember if they were uniformed or civilian. But it was stated categorically that freelance journalists would be targeted. In other words, journalists who were not embedded. Now, we're not talking about freelance journalists who didn't have any connection to a valid or legitimate news organization like, oh, let me think, Jeff Gannon. But I mean journalists. They could have worked for the Observer, the New York Times, CBS. Didn't matter. If they were not embedded. In other words, if they were not gagged by the United States military. Not the soldiers. Make a difference here, folks, between the Pentagon and the soldiers, okay? I'm not talking about the soldiers. If they were not embedded, these journalists, they were, therefore, targets. They could be and would be attacked. Now, that's a matter of record. That was stated categorically. We had the soundbite. Do we still have it? I don't know. It's 2 years old. I have no idea if we still have it. But I remember being freaked and shocked and thinking, what the hell is this? So, Eason Jordan, at the World Economic Forum last month, made the statement that he believed, not that it was a fact, but that he believed journalists who were killed by coalition forces in Iraq had been targeted. Now, he backed off those remarks fairly quickly, as most people do when they make a statement that in the maelstrom and tempo of the times here, you state something like that, or you make a statement like Ward Churchill made 3 years ago, and you're really taking your life in your hands, sometimes literally. And gives pause to the person who made the statement, unless they're in the business of making statements, like most of us on Air America Radio. I don't think anybody on this network would ever say anything that they would back off, from which they would back off. You know, we come back and make corrections, but because we got a date or a time or a source wrong. But fundamentally, no, and we understand this. If you're gonna get out there and make a statement, you better by God stand by it. Because what happens when you back off? Well, Eason Jordan backed off the remarks. He tried to explain that he meant to distinguish between journalists killed because they were in the wrong place where a bomb fell, for example, and those killed because they were shot at by American forces who mistook them for the enemy. He said, in a memo to staff members at CNN, I never meant to imply U.S. forces acted with ill intent when U.S. forces accidentally killed journalists. And I apologize to anyone who thought I said or believed otherwise. And at that point, see, when I read that, when a friend sent me a copy of that memo, I just wanted to scream. I know exactly what he meant, and he knows what he meant. But because he was CNN's chief news executive now, he has to resign because the pressure from the White House will be extraordinary. Think Dan Rather. Think whoever you want to. But the chief news, and I don't care what you think of CNN, like you. I think it's populated by a whole gaggle of whores, liars, cheats, sneaks, thieves, deceivers. But there are also a few honest journalists there. There really are. There really are. Eason Jordan was not a pimp for the Bush crime family. He was not a pimp for any crime family. But he pimped himself when he made that statement. I never meant to imply U.S. forces acted with ill intent. Bat squeeze. He knows better. And so do I. And so should you. And so does the Defense Department, and so does Karl Rove, who's sitting in his hovel tonight, laughing his ass off. Well, we got another one. We got another one. No transcript of his actual remarks has turned up. There was an online petition calling on CNN to find a transcript and fire Jordan if he said the military had intentionally killed journalists. Guess who started the online petition? Huh? What right-wing psychopathic group of mouth breathers do you suppose started the online petition? Hell, there's about 20 of them, isn't there? So, another decent... And I know a lot of people are going to disagree, and I don't mean you right wing animals. You know, screw you. I'm not the least bit interested in what you have to say or think. Go play with yourself. You know, leave us alone here, okay? But I know there are a lot of progressives, a lot of liberals, who think that Easton Jordan was not the best kind of news dude. Okay, I'm willing to stipulate that. But he was a decent man, and what he said was he was a decent man. I think he still is. But to backpedal on a statement, he knows what he said. I know what he said, and the people who heard him say what he said, they know what he said. And you know what? Essentially, he was damn right.
I love your judgment. I never broke your law.
This is Air America.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation. Just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Oh, 21 past the hour. Don't forget, coming up at right after the top of the hour, 11 o'clock, Ward Churchill is scheduled to be on the program. We're going to talk to him about the controversy that has swirled around the essay that he wrote 3 years ago. I hope you've read it. It's titled "Some People Push Back," and you can find it on the internet, whatever. So just prepare yourself for it, okay? I got an email from Annette in Oregon City. Oregon City, Oregon. Got to make sure I pronounce it right. I've been corrected so many times on that. Dear Mike, I stayed up with you last night on the air from Portland, Oregon. The news was just so astounding. And what she's referring to is the 52 reports, intelligence reports given to the FAA about an incipient attack on this country. The news was just so astounding, and your voice mirrored my feelings about the complete wrong that is occurring. Today, or tomorrow, depending on which side of the dateline you're on, is the one-year anniversary of the death of my 19-year-old nephew, Private First Class William Ramirez, who died on night patrol in Baghdad, blown to pieces by an IED while driving an unarmored Humvee. And he died for nothing. No 9/11, Saddam Hussein, no weapons of mass destruction, and now it looks as if Bush and company allowed 9/11 to occur. You can see his story and picture posted on the Catholics for Faithful Citizens citizenship site. And if you want to check that out, it's catholicsforfaithfulcitizenship.org/william.htm. catholicsforfaithfulcitizenship.org/william.htm. And that goes on. I have a Bring Them Home Now bumper sticker, along with Who Would Jesus Bomb, on my car. And when I get confronted, I say, yeah, I guess I could take that one off now. My 19-year-old nephew came home a few months ago. Yeah, the Army gave him a nice severance package and even a piece of real estate. It's small, but it's got a great view. Too bad it's at Willamette National Cemetery. But hey, they generally don't have much to say after that. I was going to take some Pussy Willers up to him today, but I don't think I can do it alone. If I run into one of those pompous old vets volunteering at the cemetery, I think I might scream. William was on a far corner last year. It's a corner no more. Now he's surrounded by new graves, most covered with fresh flowers and remembrances. And these losses are only a drop in the bucket of suffering, pain, and grief that Bush has unleashed on the world. You keep me awake at night and make me cry, but please don't stop. You are conveying our pain to the rest of the world. If people could just start to feel, maybe they would start to see. Signed, Annette, and her last name, Oregon City, Oregon. Oregon, I'm sorry, I did it again. I went to that website and saw a picture of William, good-looking young man. Catholics for Faithful Citizenship.org/William.htm. Thanks, Annette. From Susan in Portland, Oregon. Regarding Social Security, Susan wrote in, remember that there are some divorced women who receive or will receive benefits based solely on their ex-husband's earnings if they were married for 10 years. My sister's in this category. If there are private accounts, her benefits will be cut by one-third, but she will have no access to his private account. She cannot get Social Security based on her own earnings because she has never contributed to speak of. Also, if a man dies young, survivor benefits will be reduced by one-third, but the private account would not have an opportunity to grow. So this leaves even more women and children in poverty. This privatization will adversely affect women and children, and it is anti-family. I hate these people. Signed, Susan, last name, Portland, Oregon. Yeah, of course. Does anyone really believe that the Bush crime family is pro-family? The only part of family that they are pro is the crime family, that's all. The same way that Gotti was, Anastasia, or any Capone. You know, they were pro-family, their family. You know, La Cosa Nostra, this thing of ours. But, and if you're ex-mafia or whatever, I don't mean to offend you. You know what I'm talking about, right? But the legislation and the budget restraints and cuts that Bush talks about, every single item is anti-family. I don't care if it has to do with the environment. You know, polluting and degrading the environment even further, that's anti-family. You know, how do you take your kids and your spouse and you know, go on a vacation? You know, where? To do what? Oh, God. All right. Stick around. All sorts of madness coming up on the program tonight. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
We're talking with Felicia Stoller, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and the mother of two growing children.
Like all parents, it's hard getting my kids to drink milk. Since flavored milk makes it taste better, I compared the nutrition-enriched chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder. Ovaltine has a lot more vitamins and minerals than Nesquik. And when my daughter said, "This is great, I love Ovaltine," that's all I needed. I feel good knowing my kids are getting nutrients they need and great taste. You don't have to be a nutritionist to know, rich chocolate Ovaltine makes milk better.
Please.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-218-WORD. That's 218-W-O-R-D. 1-800-218-WORD.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The right-wing values enforcers are finally picking on someone their own size. Cartoon bunnies and sea sponges. January saw a surge in gay cartoon bashing. First, the head of Focus on the Family decried the deviant SpongeBob SquarePants for appearing in what he called a pro-gay video. Never mind that the flick didn't even mention homosexuality. Then, our new Secretary of Education got a cartoon bunny kicked off TV because a kid with two mommies appeared on his show. Never mind that the show was supported by an Education Department grant that required it to promote diversity. The wingnuts have always had an irrational fear of children's TV. Remember the Teletubbies? It's matched only by their fear of gay folks, which President Bush has shown by pushing his anti-gay constitutional amendment. Luckily, when the holier-than-thou right trains its guns on cartoon bunnies, the American public realizes how Looney Tunes this crowd really is. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley Saturday for the best of Morning Sedition. We've got psycho, sexo, political dream interpretations. We've got the lowdown on the down low, the secret, misunderstood, and sometimes hot world of black gay male sex. We've also got the somber eulogies of our morning remembrance. Hey, who's chopping onions? Come on, guys, really, you brought that ficus in here. On Saturday's best of Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
It's about 26 before the hour. A little bit later in the program tonight, Bush and Simple Scotty sound bites and more discussion of the recent released 9/11 Commission documents, as well as the North Korean nuclear threat. The sound that we have here you're going to find very interesting, okay? We don't have that much of it, just like three long, three pieces, one of which is fairly long, Bush, but you've got to hear it. And don't forget Malloy Mondays for Randy Rhoads starting Monday, Valentine's Day. Randy will be in surgery during the program. Ooh. So we'll be giving health updates throughout the show. We wish her all the best, and I'm sure she'll be okay. So that's what's happening Monday. Monday night, a best of Malloy during our regular time. And I think it's last Tuesday's show. All right, I want to share this with you. If you remember, we're going to be talking with Ward Churchill. He's scheduled to be on the program at about 6 minutes past the hour coming up. And he wrote the following, and I want you to listen to this if you want to. If you don't, I understand. This is in regard to the essay he wrote 3 years ago titled Some People Push Back. This is what he wrote here recently. In the last few days, there has been widespread and grossly inaccurate media coverage concerning my analysis of the September 11 attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, coverage that has resulted in defamation of my character and threats against my life. What I actually said has been lost, indeed turned into the opposite of itself, and I hope the following facts will be reported at least to the same extent that the fabrications have been. The piece circulating on the Internet was developed into a book titled On the Justice of Roosting Chickens. Most of the book is a detailed chronology of U.S. military interventions since 1776 and U.S. violations of international law since World War II. My point is, we cannot allow the U.S. government, acting in our name, to engage in massive violations of international law and fundamental human rights and not expect to reap the consequences. Next, I am not a defender of the September 11 attacks, but simply pointing out that if U.S. foreign policy results in massive death and destruction abroad, we cannot feign innocence when some of that destruction is returned. I have never said that people should engage in armed attacks on the United States, but that such attacks are a natural and unavoidable consequence of unlawful U.S. policy. As Martin Luther King Jr., quoting Robert Kennedy, said, those who make peaceful change impossible make violent change inevitable. Next, this is not to say that I advocate violence. As a U.S. soldier in Vietnam, I witnessed and participated in more violence than I ever wished to see. What I am saying is that if we want an end to violence, especially that perpetrated against civilians, we must take the responsibility for halting the slaughter perpetrated by the United States around the world. My feelings are reflected in Dr. King's April 1967 Riverside speech, where, when asked about the wave of urban rebellions in U.S. cities, he said, quote, I could never again raise my voice against the violence of the oppressed without having first spoken clearly to the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government, end quote. Next. In 1996, Madeleine Albright, then ambassador to the UN and soon to be U.S. Secretary of State, did not dispute that 500,000 Iraqi children had died as a result of economic sanctions, but stated on national television that, quote, we, end quote, had decided it was, quote, worth the cost, end quote. I mourn the victims of the September 11 attacks just as I mourn the deaths of those Iraqi children, the more than 3 million people killed in the war in Indochina, those who died in U.S. invasions of Grenada, Panama, and elsewhere in Central America, the victims of the transatlantic slave trade, and the indigenous peoples still subjected to genocidal policies. If we respond with callous disregard to the deaths of others, we can only expect equal callousness to American deaths. Finally, I have never characterized all the September 11 victims as Nazis. What I said was that the technocrats of empire working in the World Trade Center were the equivalent of little Eichmanns. Adolf Eichmann was not charged with directly killing, but with ensuring the smooth running of the infrastructure that enabled the Nazi genocide. Similarly, German industrialists were legitimately targeted by the Allies. It is not disputed that the Pentagon was a military target or that a CIA office was situated in the World Trade Center. Following the logic by which the U.S. Defense Department spokespersons have consistently sought to justify target selection in places like Baghdad, this placement of an element of the American command and control infrastructure in an ostensibly civilian facility converted the Trade Center itself into a so-called legitimate target. Again, following U.S. military doctrine, as announced in briefing after briefing, those who did not work for the CIA but were nonetheless killed in the attack amounted to no more than collateral damage. If the U.S. public is prepared to accept these so-called standards when they are routinely applied to other people, they should not be surprised when the same standards are applied to them. It should be emphasized that I applied the little Eichmann's characterization only to those described as technicians. Thus, it was obviously not directed to the children, janitors, food service workers, firemen, and random passers-by killed in the 9/11 attack. According to Pentagon logic, they were simply part of the collateral damage. Ugly? Yes. Hurtful? Yes. And that's my point. It's no less ugly, painful, or dehumanizing a description when applied to Iraqis, Palestinians, or anyone else. If we ourselves do not want to be treated in this fashion, we must refuse to allow others to be similarly devalued and dehumanized in our name. The bottom line of my argument is that the best and perhaps only way to prevent 9-1-1-style attacks on the U.S. is for American citizens to compel their government to comply with the rule of law. The lesson of Nuremberg is that this is not only our right, but our obligation. To the extent we shirk this responsibility, we, like the good Germans of the 30s and 40s, are complicit in its actions and have no legitimate basis for complaint when we suffer the consequences. This, of course, includes me personally, as well as my family, no less than anyone else. These points are clearly stated and documented in my book on the Justice of Roosting Chickens, which recently won honorary mention for the Gustavus Meyer Human Rights Award for best writing on human rights. Some people will, of course, disagree with my analysis, but it presents questions that must be addressed in academic and public debate if we are to find a real solution to the violence that pervades today's world. The gross distortions of what I actually said can only be viewed as an attempt to distract the public from the real issues at hand and to further stifle freedom of speech and academic debate in this country. Signed, Ward Churchill, Boulder, Colorado, January 31st, 2005. Now, that's a statement that Ward Churchill made almost 2 weeks ago, after the firestorm began over an essay he wrote 3 years ago. He was going to speak at a college in upstate New York, I think. And someone at that college, or Karl Rove, somebody in the employ of the crazy right who will do anything, resurrected this essay and brought it to the attention of the press in this country. And that began the firestorm. Now, Alexander Coburn, writing in Counterpunch just the other day, has very interesting article titled "The Right Has a License to Write Anything," and he's right. He cites the New Republic's Tom Frank, not the Frank that just wrote a book about Kansas, but Tom Frank describes in the New Republic how he recently sat in on an anti-war panel in Washington. Maybe you all heard about this. Frank listened to Stan Goff, who's been on this program. He's a former Delta Force soldier and current organizer for Military Families Speak Out. Goff gave a speech, and then Frank wrote, quote, "What I needed was a Republican like Arnold Schwarzenegger who would walk up to Goff and punch him in the face." Now, that's just the that's the most mild. Then Frank's outraged ears, Coburn writes, heard the views of International Socialist Review editorial board member Sherry Wolf, who asserted that Iraqis had a right to rebel against occupation. And that prompted Frank to confide to his readers that, quote, these weren't harmless lefties. I didn't want Nancy Pelosi talking sense to them. I wanted John Ashcroft to come busting through the wall with a submachine gun to round everyone up for an immediate trip to Gitmo with Charles Grainer on hand for interrogation. And it gets worse. Now, when somebody on the right writes murderous prose like that, what happens? Nothing. Nothing. And 3 years ago, when Ward Churchill wrote what he wrote, well, we'll talk more about it in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Mike Muller.
These fires, these bombs, we don't know what's gone wrong. We're getting where we've come from, and all of this violence is killing me.
Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the Liquid Fast Pain Relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
Advil Liquid Gels are the only brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what Liquid Fast Pain Relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box of the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99, all just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from ProFlowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
Planet check.
In some green circles, talk of the movement is dead.
After having magnificent successes in the 1970s, the environment movement has stalled out. And despite spending billions of dollars a year, every major global ecological indicator is heading in the wrong direction.
That's Adam Werbach, Executive Director of Common Assets. He says the movement is out of touch. When Americans look at environmentalists, they say,
they're not like us, and I don't support them. That's what the trends are saying. That's what the data is saying.
Americans are for less regulation, less institutions.
They want to actually have more solutions instead.
Admission is the first step.
We can change the way things are going. But first, we have to come to grips with what we're doing and that it's not working. So that means less lobbying and more talking to people.
Is environmentalism dead? More at commonassets.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Now, going back momentarily to the piece by Alexander Coburn, it came out just a couple of days ago at Counterpunch. The right has a license to write anything. He's referring to Ward Churchill, the tenured professor at the University of Colorado. Coburn refers to what he calls the dementia of the right. I like that. The New Republic's Tom Frank describes in the New Republic how he recently sat in on an anti-war panel in Washington. Now, right before the break, we said what Frank wrote about Stan Goff, what Frank wrote about Sherry Wolf, who is editorial board member of the International Socialist Review, another publication, who asserted that Iraqis had a right to rebel against occupation. Where concerned Stan Goff, Frank wanted Schwarzenegger to go beat him up. Incredible. Where concerned Sherry Wolf, Frank wants her machine gunned or taken to Guantanamo. And then Charles Grainer, the only thug so far convicted of torture, to handle the interrogation of Sherry Wolf. Now, after Sherry Wolf quoted prize-winning author Arundhati Roy, I'm sure you're familiar, she's Indian, I'm sure you're familiar with her writing, Roy's defense of the right to resist, then our writer here, Tom Frank, not Thomas Frank, Tom Frank, said in his New Republic article, quote, maybe sometimes you just want to be on the side of whoever is more likely to take a bunker buster to Arundhati Roy. He wants her bombed. Now, in the course of three or four paragraphs, he suggests the deaths of three people, the torture of people, and the deaths of three people who have the temerity to speak out against war. Now, has there been an outcry about this writing in the New Republic? Have you heard anything about it? Well, I hadn't until somebody sent me the Counterpunch article, the Alexander Coburn article. Coburn went on to say, suppose Churchill, our guest coming up here in a few minutes, supposing Ward Churchill had talked about Schwarzenegger's war on the poor in California and called on someone to punch the governor in the face, or have a jovial Grainer force Governor Pataki to masturbate what remain of Schwarzenegger's steroid-shriveled genitals, or have Ann Coulter rub her knickers in his face, or get blown up by a bomb, Churchill would have been out of a job in a minute. Right-wing mad dogs are licensed to write anything, and in our culture, they do, just so they can burnish their profiles and get invited on Fox talk shows. Why else would Tony Blankley call on the Washington Times editorial page for Cy Hirsch to be imprisoned or shot for treason? You see how this works? Of course you do. Now, the reason I don't know why I'm bringing this up, except to maybe it's a preemptive move on my part, because I know just having Ward Churchill on this program is going to piss off a lot of people, and I don't know what to tell you. You know, I mean, you'll deal with it, you'll get over it if you are in that category, you'll get over it. If you have read his original essay from 3 years ago, if you listen to or on your own have read his explanation that I just shared with you, if you have looked at any of the video, if you go to the Denver Post, there are lengthy video links there where you can see where he spoke the other night. I mean, this guy is really, really, really under attack. Incredibly so. I have found out that not just the death threats, his car has been swastikaed, his entire family is under assault, because 3 years ago he made an unpopular, lengthy statement that, as he has said, has since become a full-length book. Now, is he pushing a book? Oh, Christ, I don't know and I don't care. I really don't. But what he said 3 years ago is a difficult pill to swallow when you look at it. I mean, there are an awful lot of people who had relatives who died in that attack who don't want this sort of thing said about their relatives, and they certainly have that right to feel that way, to respond toward Churchill. They do. And if they wanted to respond, there are many forums, if you will, where they can respond. If somebody wants to respond to the hate speech that is constantly put out by the right wing in this country, whether it's radio, which has been going on for 12 years, or television, which has been going on for 7, or media, a news media, which has been going on for 6 or 7, or editorial writing, or article writing, or book writing, where are they going to respond? And if you truly believe in free speech, then you tolerate academic speech. You don't have to agree with it. I'm not talking about unbridled free speech. No, we have libel laws. And no, you can't walk up to somebody and call them blank blank. And in most states, that's considered fighting words, and you can be sued. So I'm not advocating that at all. I am a strong proponent of academic free speech, for sure. And then for the people who disagree, take him on or take her on. Remember Salman Rushdie? Yeah, sure you do. Where censorship of non-right-wing opinions has become an art form. That's where we are. All right, quick break. We'll be back, and hopefully our guest will be Ward Churchill. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Rumsfeld in Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was given a glimpse today of what Iraq's special forces can do. Rumsfeld was on a one-day trip through the country and was shuttled to view an array of Iraqi units. In one demonstration that included live fire and stun grenades, he saw an Iraqi counter-terror team assault a compound. He said overall, the professionalism of these units is advancing. He also told American soldiers their departure from the country depends on how fast these new Iraqi units advance. He says once the Iraqi forces have that confidence, that capacity and capability, our forces, coalition forces, will be able to go home. Final results from the elections in Iraq could be announced maybe over the weekend or the start of next week. Election officials there say they need only a few days maximum to finish counting the ballots. Iraqis went to the polls January 30th to select members of a National Assembly that will write the Constitution. Officials had expected to announce the results yesterday, but they pushed that back, saying they had to recount about 300 ballot boxes worth of votes. The head of the Election Commission says counting is in the very final stages now. The ticket endorsed by Shiite clergy is in the lead. Police and witnesses say at least a dozen people killed in a bomb blast northeast of Baghdad today. The explosion near a Shiite mosque in a town 45 miles from the capital, just as the services were ending. Meanwhile, insurgent violence continues in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. Attacks today that killed at least 23 people. The U.S. Air Force says they're grounding 30 of the oldest C-130 transport planes after they found unexpectedly severe cracks in the wings. They're also restricting the use of another 60 of the C-130s. General John Jumper, the Air Force Chief of Staff, says about a dozen of these affected planes were carrying supplies in Iraq, but he says the move should not have a major impact on the war effort. Newer planes, he says, will be used. Jumper told the Senate committee the aging of parts of the Air Force fleet has become a concern. He says he's constantly worrying that a catastrophic problem could be discovered in an entire category of aircraft. In Saudi Arabia, candidates backed by Islamic clerics won municipal elections. In Saudi Arabia's capital, in the kingdom's first regular balloting. Too early to tell, though, whether this represented a trend in the landmark voting staggered over the next 3 months. At least five of the winning candidates for the 7 seats on the Riyadh City Council are believed to be Islamists. It's not known whether the 7 winners sought the clerical endorsement indicated on the list or whether they got the support unsolicited. At least 2 losing candidates objected to the results. One of them said the circulated list violated electoral law by claiming religious backing. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. In the current issue, learn about the innovative program that's eliminating homelessness plus uniting liberals with conservatives. Also, get the inside scoop on how progressives can take back the country and the White House. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones digs deeper to bring you the real story behind the news at readmojo.com.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Air America's Marty Kaplan.
A DNEX Dreamland. I'm Marty Kaplan. This weekend on So What Else Is News, a live report from the vote for DNC chair. Plus the other dean, John, on his mysterious comments about Deep Throat. And my animated powwow with director of The Incredibles, Brad Bird. It's all this weekend on So What Else Is News.
Marty Kaplan on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Malloy here on Air America. It's about 6:30 past the hour. Joining us now is Professor Ward Churchill, tenured professor, University of Colorado, and center of a firestorm here in the past couple of weeks. Professor Churchill, how do you want me to address you?
Ward works just fine.
That's great. All right, Ward, and I'm Mike. Weird couple of weeks, eh?
Yeah, it's been very interesting.
Let me ask you, right before your appearance on the program here, I read for the audience and my own edification your response to the criticism of some people pushed back that you wrote January 31st. And in light of that response to the criticism, I have to ask you, did you have any idea of the nature of, Or let me put it this way, why the universality of the attacks on you? It's almost as though they're being coordinated.
Well, I think it's sort of self-evident that they are being coordinated. Now the question becomes, by whom and to what purpose? And I think the purpose has been telegraphed pretty well by people like Newt Gingrich, I think of the Scarborough program, and the governor of my state and others, to the effect that they want to assert a very clear ideological control over the entire university apparatus, that this ought to happen, the sort of thing that's happening in my regard, and not only with me. I'm sort of the kickoff of a general campaign to make sure that dissident or divergent voices are expunged. We're free to talk so long as there's nobody to listen. We're not to be employed to do it. We're not to be paid to do it. We're not to have a listenership. Aside from that, we're perfectly free to express our views.
Yeah, right. In light of some of the things that have been written about your original essay from 3 years ago, setting aside what's been written by the crazy right in this country, but from so-called progressives or liberals or centrists or whatever, I don't know what the hell the labels are anymore.
Yeah, right.
Do you have any regrets about the way you wrote that original piece? Is there anything in there that you truly feel, whoops, shouldn't have done that?
Actually not. If I'd had more time, as eventually I did, I would have explained certain things more thoroughly. But as was indicated in the piece itself, this was something written on 9/11 at the request of a journal to be posted within 24 hours. Actually, they got it about 14 hours later. It was a more or less stream of consciousness from the gut response. And among other things, I was thinking my way through it. I mean, mm-hmm. had an effect on me as well, and I need to come to grips with what I thought had just happened. So it was, in its way, visceral. Most of what I said, well, it could have been further clarified, has been borne out.
Right. Right. Do you believe now, after what has been revealed, and more importantly, what has been hidden over the past 3 years, are you comfortable with the idea that this attack against the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, that these attacks were truly thought up, engineered, and carried out by Muslim or Arab extremists with no assistance or no help, either active or passive, from the Bush administration? Now, I realize that's kind of a tinfoil hat question, but I've got to ask it.
Well, I think self-evidently there was help from U.S. administrations by way of training and making possible the organizational structures that are being brought to bear against the United States now. It served the U.S. political purpose in foiling the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, and that was the hub or the nexus, if you will, of the creation of the Islamist organizations that are now arrayed against the United States. That would not be the Bush administration, per se. I understand the nature of the suspicion, and there may be something to it. I mean, I don't know all there is to know about this, obviously. Perhaps there was some sort of a involvement, at least by virtue of deciding, knowing something was going to happen and letting it happen. I can't deny the possibility that that's true. But the whole thrust of the argument of attempting to assign, well, you could look at it one of two ways, either blame or credit, perhaps, to some sinister group of white experts in the craft of terrorism, counterterrorism, intelligence manipulation, and so forth, sort of precludes, it's in a weird way, a kind of a racist argument, because it forecloses the possibility that brown-skinned people might organize a coherent response to what it is that's being done to them of their own initiative.
Mm-hmm. I think
it's preemptive. It always requires some evil group of smarter white men to make these things possible.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think there is almost a desire in this country, and I have to admit sometimes I probably share that desire, to find the most vile and vicious motives within this what I refer to as the Bush crime family, even up to and including having knowledge that an attack was imminent. And I think report that was declassified the other day and carried in the Times, 52 reports from intelligence to FAA that the possibility of an attack existed. So it's almost, and I hate to use this word, I'll probably wish I hadn't, there's almost a gleeful feeling inside of me to find out that, yeah, maybe some of the darker thoughts I had are justified, that the Bush administration did, at least in a passive way, allow this to happen. But I hear what you're saying about, I think that approach, what I just said, does not deny that brown people can organize and react without the help of a group of white conspirators. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does in a way, but until I have concrete, tangible evidence indicating some sort of a conspiratorial circle,
right,
did A, B, or C,
right,
you know, I'll hold that in abeyance. I'm not dismissing it as irrelevant by any means.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but
fair
right
enough.
Now, what is known is okay by me, and I don't have any particular desire, in the overall scheme of things, to assign culpability or credit either one to what you referred to as the Bush crime family in this particular regard. I'm more concerned, if you really want to think about it, with what the Clinton crime family did in piling up those 565,000 Iraqi children.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That's not speculative. They did that, and Madeleine Albright came on 60 Minutes and acknowledged the fact that they were aware that this was the consequence of their policy and that now they had decided it was worth the price to
raise
someone else's children. Now, it occurred to me on that day, and it's stated in that essay, that I felt that might well be a motivation for what it was that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And within about a week, the Al-Qaeda organization, in fact, posited that as their number one motive in doing it.
We've talked about
it was because they read my little piece on Dark Knight Field Notes website that they decided that would be a smart thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just don't think Osama bin Laden is taking his cues from me.
We've talked about on this program over the course of a couple of years an awful lot of that you brought out in the points in your original essay about the destructive, the murderous policies of United States government since World War II. We don't have to go back a century. If we want to, we can find even more destruction. But just keeping it in from the 50s on, the policies in Indochina, the policies in Central America, the policies in South America, the policies in the Middle East, in Africa, and so on and so forth. And I think those points that you made in the essay, the salient points of you don't cast this sort of stuff out on the rest of the world and expect that there's not going to be, at some point, a reaction, and a violent one at that. And I don't know if you pointed it out in the essay or not, but if we're going to talk about a kill ratio, if we really want to get down and talk about the kill ratio, let's get into an area that's probably not safe to go into, the kill ratio between the deaths on our soil as a result of an act of terror and the deaths that we've perpetrated as acts of terror. The ratio is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think what I did point out was that for the ratio to be maintained, the proportionality.
That's right.
500,000 Iraqi children would translate into well over 7 million American children between the ages of 5 and 12, I believe it was. Don't have the piece in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We've got to take a quick break here, if you don't mind sticking around a little bit, okay?
Fine.
And I want to ask you about the possibility of this society, the people in this country, pulling things back from what I see as the brink. A quick break. We'll be right back. We're talking with Ward Churchill. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask. Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Auric XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation. Just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again.
I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-28-05. Call now.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour, we're talking with Professor Ward Churchill, University of Colorado. That question right before the break, Ward, do you believe that the people in this country, our country, can pull back from where we are? It's taken us about 50, 60 years to get here, and part of the reason we've gotten here, of course, is ignorance in addition to complicity. But what's your overall take on how we stop what has become the American way? Now it includes torture. Overtly, we know there's always been torture, but now it's overt and part of foreign policy.
Well, I would stick with the points that I was trying to make in the original essay, and in fact, I think I did make them, and that might be what is actually engendering a lot of the fury right now. The idea that if you want to be secure in yourself and with regard to your children and so forth, you have to value others as you would want them to value you.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot demean, degrade, dehumanize people into these categories like collateral damage, accept that, acquiesce in that, much less cheer for it, vote for it, and embrace it, and have any reasonable expectation of security yourself. You have no right, in fact, to impunity in the consequences of your action. So the first thing, and the surest way to secure well-being in this country, is to make it clear that there's been a fundamental alteration in the calculus by which human life elsewhere is valued.
Mm-hmm.
But the United States has always rhetorically postured itself in that regard. So the United States, in its rhetorical posturing, whether it comes from the citizens or an official pronouncement or a combination of the two, tend not to be believed for a very good reason, that the United States has consistently throughout its history said one thing, usually quite ennobling things that are said and done precisely the opposite. So how would you go about signaling that there has been a concrete change?
Mm-hmm.
And what I suggested as a humble starting point is try obeying the law.
Sure.
Signifying that the United States would, in fact, conform its posture and its policy to the requirements of international law, subordinate itself to the rule of law, and demonstrate that conformity for some reasonable period of time, a year or two, and that will probably begin to have the effect in depressurizing the need, very natural and inevitable human need to retaliate to what it is U.S. is doing in the world. That was my formula. I don't think that there's any number of tiger cages at Guantanamo Bay, licensing of torture techniques, cloning out of special, what they call counter-terrorist units like Delta Force, invasion of other countries, or any of a long list of other expedients that might be attempted along those lines that can actually guarantee security. And anybody that's confused about that might call a random name in a telephone book in Tel Aviv, where the person who answers will be living in the most highly developed security state in the world. And you've got 14-year-old kids with dynamite bundles blowing people out of cafes.
Right.
You want to hang your hat for well-being and the safety of your children on that recipe, count me out.
Yeah.
But if, on the other hand, you want to accept this rather harsh formulation as how you're perceived by the rest of the world at face value, engage it and say, well, maybe they have a point given the amount of carnage the U.S. has wrought to support its self-entitlement to a quality of life that stands in absurd opulence compared to what is imposed on the rest of the world to sustain it, and make a fundamental change in how we regard other human beings, maybe then we'll be getting someplace.
In other words, the message is pretty simple. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah.
And the irony, the sick
right should be responding to that.
Yeah, really. The sickening irony is the fact that throughout our history, but especially now, this claim that we are a Christian nation, in fact we're not, but the claim, and here the fundamental principle of Christianity is being urinated on by administration after administration, and especially now. So we're certainly not in disagreement there. I want to go back to the attacks on you. How much more of this can you sustain? And I realize, you know, you're...
Pick the wrong target. I can sustain quite a lot. I've got a lifetime experience doing it, and I've got a bulletproof position as it stands right now. There's not a whole lot they can do to me short trying to falsify criminal charges against me. And in fact, some of the media account seems to be going in that direction right now, but there's really not. I've also been under extraordinarily intense surveillance by police agencies, local and federal, for the bulk of my adult life, and if they had something, they would have brought it long ago. So, I mean, in a weird way, the fact of the surveillance is my best prophylactic guarantee against that.
Sure. Hey, do you have to go, or can you stick around just a little bit longer? We have a break here. You can? Okay, good. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back. We're talking with Professor Ward Churchill. Quick break here. We'll be back and pick up the conversation there. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Still small voice whispering in his ear. Something he learned in Bible camp, or maybe from his daddy dear. Do unto others before they do unto you. Praise the Lord and hit them hard, the devil must have his due. That's all the weapons of Uncle Sam. The smallpox, Indian blankets, the bombs that beat Japan. Bless the cops and prisons that make us free.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The right-wing values enforcers are finally picking on someone their own size. Cartoon bunnies and sea sponges. January saw a surge in gay cartoon bashing. First, the head of Focus on the Family decried the deviant SpongeBob SquarePants for appearing in what he called a pro-gay video. Never mind that the flick didn't even mention homosexuality. Then, our new Secretary of Education got a cartoon bunny kicked off TV because a kid with two mommies appeared on his show. Never mind that the show was supported by an Education Department grant that required it to promote diversity. The Wingnuts have always had an irrational fear of children's TV. Remember the Teletubbies? It's matched only by their fear of gay folks, which President Bush has shown by pushing his anti-gay constitutional amendment. Luckily, when the holier-than-thou right trains its guns on cartoon bunnies, the American public realizes how Looney Tunes this crowd really is. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Yeah, this personal message is for Jack Messina. Hey, it's Mom. Oh, Jackie, last night at dinner, your father and I had the cutest waitress, but he wouldn't let me get her email for you. Oh, he's such a prude sometimes. He said I embarrass him and that you should just go to Match.com. So I looked into it because what does your father know? And wow, there are tons of profiles and pictures. Of course, it takes all my fun away, but hey, until you sign up, I'll just keep looking for you.
So many relationships, so many marriages, so many satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Planet Check.
In some green circles, talk is the movement is dead.
After having magnificent successes in the 1970s, the environmental movement has stalled out. Despite spending billions of dollars a year, every major global ecological indicator is heading in the wrong direction.
That's Adam Werbach, Executive Director of Common Assets. He says the movement is out of touch. When Americans look at environmentalists, they say,
they're not like us, and I don't support them. That's what the trends are saying. That's what the data is saying.
Americans are for less regulation, less institutions.
They want to actually have more solutions instead.
Admission is the first step.
We can change the way things are going. But first, we have to come to grips with what we're doing and that it's not working. That means less lobbying and more talking to people.
Is environmentalism dead? More at commonassets.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Unfiltered.
Monday on Unfiltered. Powdery mini hearts. Cupid, Jesus, Laura, come on, time to don the White House lawn. Gay apparel not included. It's Valentine's Day. How does the administration celebrate? With so-called marriage promotion. How do we celebrate? With comedian Kate Clinton. Plus, author Aziza Banjoko brandishes his lyrical swords. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
On Air America Radio.
Thank you.
Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Twenty-six before the hour, we're talking to Professor Ward Churchill. I've read some of your writings, Ward, and not your books, but some of your writings and excerpts, perhaps, from some of your books. And I have to ask you this. Some of the things you've written are extremely, and it's not a value judgment, just how I see it, extremely anti-United States. For example, you're wishing the state, if I'm not misunderstanding what you've written, you're wishing the state, i.e. the United States, the government, to disappear, to not be here.
Well, I'm fundamentally anti-statist. I'm an indigenous. We didn't have states. We didn't have a concept of the state. We were something closer, I suppose, to anarchism in our organization, consensual, broken down to a human level.
Mm-hmm.
There is, however, an analog, and it would be in a New England town hall meeting structure, that system, and there are a number of confluences with Jeffersonian thought and so on. Not that I'm a particular Jeffersonian, but we have points of confluence
mm-hmm.
in the way of looking at things. However, I think I need to counter that a little bit. Within the framework of the United States, I think I would have to be viewed as a sort of a bedrock conservative, because every argument I make comes directly out of constitutional principle and an argument to adherence to law. And that's supposed to be what conservatives are about.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't find too many conservatives who are actually conservatives anymore.
I certainly agree with that.
So the call to the dissolution of the United States is actually a call for the United States to adhere to what under its sixth article of the Constitution would be the supreme law of the land, and that is its first and foremost its treaty relations with American Indian peoples. And that ultimately that translates to removing its assertion of proprietary interest or ownership from about a third of its territorial corpus in the 48 contiguous states and a relinquishment of jurisdiction. That would be conformity to law, as opposed to what the Indian Claims Commission implicitly proclaimed to be an illegal occupation of that same one-third of the territorial corpus. Well, that is a dissolution of the pretension, the illegitimate pretension of the United States to a rightful dominion as it presently exists. Now, we can work things out from there a little bit.
Going back to what you said a couple of minutes ago, which boils down to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, how can that be taught in a culture like ours that sees absolutely nothing wrong? As a matter of fact, it almost sees divine providence in our our, for example, consuming natural resources and manufactured resources to the degree that we do at the expense of the rest of the world. And that is America. That's why so many people come here, because it gives them license, I believe this, license to consume and license to be on top. So how do you teach native-born and immigrant culture that comes to this, or immigrant people, native-born people, immigrant people that come to this culture, that a better way to live is by the so-called golden rule?
I think it's fairly self-evident. You just teach it. You begin with saying it.
But you're not in a vacuum.
The truth. You begin by taking all these various dots they call anomalies and exceptions in American history and American makeup, and connecting the dots and making a pattern and seeing how many anomalies does it take to make a norm. And if these are the norms of the American character, is that consonant with the ideals that you think most Americans think they've embraced, the ideals that are espoused in the name of America, but they're provided with all manner of means to detach themselves from the reality, to remain unconversant with the reality, to deny the reality. And if you take an inversion of reality as the signifier of what America is, then of course you're going to be a triumphalist, and you're going to think you're divinely entitled because you're the most advanced in virtually every sphere. You're the freest, even though the freedom here is to do exactly what you're told, and so on.
Mm-hmm. But you're not going to be teaching that in a vacuum. This is a consumerist society in every definition of that. And it is a society that sees the depletion of natural resources as a natural consequence of consumerism. And therefore, if it's a natural consequence, it can't be bad. So given that that can't be taught...
that's a consensus view. I think there's lots of fractures there that we can work with. And one thing that has to do with my pedagogy is probing to find where those points are, where the fractures exist in the outlooks of the individuals that I deal with. So I'm continuously changing up. I've been rather solidly successful at it over about a 30-year period of time in changing the way people who are in my classes or who are working with me in the environment, everything from redneck so-called gearheads to black bloc anarchists who have looked at things rather differently than I do of seeing the point. That doesn't mean they always end up Ward Churchill groupies or cultists or whatever the term is that's being used in the media right now, but looking at things in a fundamentally different way so that we enlarge these spheres of common ground. It's changing a consensus view is a long and arduous project. It's not an event.
But all right.
Done, and it begins with calling things by their right name and making a coherent and logical argument and attaching it to something that somebody already sees and believes.
Sure. Now, in order to do what you just laid out, in order to do what you've done for 30 years and what other professors who believe essentially the same as you, you've got to have one essential, and that's academic freedom. Given the fact that academic freedom is under tremendous assault, and I think you are the latest evidence of that, and perhaps one of the most powerful pieces of evidence of that assault. Do you think academic freedom is going to survive, not just the Ward Churchill episode, but there are other professors who are under attack right now for speaking freely?
That really depends on the extent to which we don't equivocate the principle. Draw a line in the sand and say you don't pass it. I never set out to be the poster boy of academic freedom, which I seem to be at the moment.
Right.
I want to talk about what I'm talking about, not talk about whether I'm able to talk about it. You see, there's a pretty significant difference in the two.
Yeah, but that's happening. But that's happening.
It is happening. This is something that was imposed upon me. I've been attacked where I lived, and there's a certain commonality that's developed on that basis. People don't agree with me particularly in political terms at all, but they see a commonality in this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, it's a galvanizer, and we should approach it as such. We have this common ground. None of us are going to be able to say anything other than wave flags as a cheering section for the status quo if these guys have their way. Like I say, Newt Gingrich, who should be taken at his word, was pretty clear about that on the Scarborough program. Scarborough's been pretty clear about that, and there are others. There is an agenda here, and that agenda is to silence dissent. Silence the possibility that you might actually be able to inculcate some degree of critical consciousness in the general population.
Now, so you mentioned
Chavez, who's occupying a position like this and who is under attack and who they're attempting to eliminate through these means. It's not just us. It's the people that we teach over a period of time. They go out and they take those ideas and they form them into a shape that fits their inclinations and aptitudes and circumstances, and they replicate what it is we've done one way or another. And I've had people who are young Republicans who have come back 10 years after the fact, who are highly resistant to what I said in their life experience, come back to tell me as a result of that, you know, what you said is beginning to make sense, or this piece of it is making sense, and I've drawn these conclusions, and I'm doing something different now. I just thought maybe I'd tell you that. And that's the validation of the experience. But if we lose the ability to make these articulations, not just in the educational arena, but in the conjunctive arenas, like this program, which could also very well be under fire fairly shortly, and in some sense probably already has been, If we lose that ability, we've lost the game. We've lost the... It trivializes it to call it a game, but we've lost it all at that.
Sure. You said a moment ago about naming things. Can you name that attitude that you just very clearly described? It's prevalent in this country. It's ascendant in this country right now. I call it fascism. That's an easy word.
That's a very good word. It's clinically accurate, not rhetorical. Okay, all the component parts of fascism are very much alive and well, and unfortunately are in power and ascendant at the present time. It's not a question of what we do to prevent it. It's already happened. The question is how we face it down and defeat it. What do we do now that it's a present reality? It's not a danger. It's a fact.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let me ask you something. I have about a three-minute break here and then another 4 minutes, and then we're out of here. Can you stick around for the last segment?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, just a couple more things I want to ask you. Thanks. Our guest is Professor Ward Churchill. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
And so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their fathers have did slowly go by, and feed them on your dream, the one they fix, the one you know by.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Oreck XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
How can you bounce back fast from tough pain? With Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. For tough pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. They're the only brand with real liquid inside, rushing relief right to where you need it, so you can bounce back from pain fast. See for yourself with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
Hey girl, what's up? I want some new tops, but I'm so tired of the mall scene. I just don't have the time and energy for it anymore. After a couple of hours picking through the racks, I'm lucky if I leave with anything.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It'd be great if we could find clothes we like without spending all day at the mall. The stores have the same tired stuff, and it's exhausting.
Hey, you know, Gina told me all about this great online store she shops at called Hippie Chicks Shop.
Hippie Chicks Shop?
Yeah, hippiechicksshop.com. She says it's a great little online boutique that sells fabulous clothes. She calls it her secret weapon style resource.
Sounds like I've got to check it out.
Yeah, funky t-shirts, snappy handbags, and beautiful tops. Browse, click, buy, boom, no annoying shopping mall.
What's that name again?
HippieChicksShop.com. Just remember, hippie with a Y, chicks with an X, shop.com. Gina says they're super friendly and have the best service of any online store she's visited.
I can't wait to go home and check it out. Spell it for me one more time.
HippieChicksShop shop. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going home to go shopping at HippieChicksShop.com. See ya!
HippieChicksShop.com, where the fashion conscious find everything funky and fabulous.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's gotomypc.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try gotomypc.com free today. You'll love it.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times.
Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, we have been talking with Professor Ward Churchill, and we're just about finished with the conversation. Ward, other than the academic environment, how would you propose that people educate themselves to the extent that it's necessary to stop the slide into fascism? Arguably, a lot of folks make the argument that it's way past bedtime where that's concerned. But other than the academic arena, how would you suggest? The media's gone, government's gone, what's left?
Well, the media's not entirely gone. There's Free Speech TV, there's your program, there are various alternative outlets. There's also international outlets that are increasingly available via satellite and so forth. People can inform themselves in terms of news, current events,
sure,
and such. But, you know, the notion that information is condensable into sound bites for painless assimilation has to be countered. People need to read. And there's various venues or ways to lead into that. I mean, they've done, I'm feeling a little peculiar saying this, but they've done some excellent work with comic book formats. And actually, that works sometimes, and it leads people into reading more complex, dense, fully annotated, fleshed-out versions of things. So I recommend a whole panacea of things that have been done for beginners as places for people to start. Talking to one another. I mean, there's organizations, there's infrastructure, I suppose, to use the Pentagon term, and a broad range of communities. I won't say in every community in the United States, but I would say probably in every town of 25,000 or more, there are people who are working on environmental issues, domestic violence issues, gay rights issues, peace issues, various sorts of issues. They can get hooked in, begin to talk, broaden their horizon, and so forth. But the people who are engaged in those activities already need to be reaching out to those who are not involved and try to find them where they are, shape their politic to be palatable to people who are not already active. And there's been very little of that. I mean, I go to most supposed dissident or progressive meeting spaces when I talk, and I travel a lot and I talk a lot. And my God, it takes you 15 minutes to read the list of signs of things you're not to do when you get inside. Normal people won't get past the door at that point. They'll just turn and walk away. Okay? No loud noise, no wrong music, no cigarettes, no this, no that, no something else again. By the time you're done reading the list, you just go home. And get over yourselves. And try to adjust your personal posture, your politic, your priorities, if you will, towards doing some actual organizing. And you organize people by meeting them where they are and bringing them in,
mm-hmm,
rather than putting expectations on them as an admission price. We've lost that altogether in so-called progressive circles.
Yeah, that's very true. What's the What's on the horizon for you? You're under attack in a way that I haven't seen since I was too young to be aware of what was going on. But I remember coming home from school when I was 12 or 13, and my mother had on the Army McCarthy hearings. And I know that she was real focused on it and real concerned about it. But I've not seen something like this firestorm around you in a very long time, if I've ever seen it at all. So given the fact that you've got members of Congress now, for Christ's sake, who are attacking, you've got governors attacking, you've got boards of regents who are attacking, I would not be the least bit surprised to see a sense of the House or a sense of the Senate resolution passed in Washington condemning you as one of Satan's minions. So in addition to that, the attacks on cable television, MSNBC, Fox, and so on and so forth, CNN, all over the place. Jesus, I mean, I'm curious as to how you withstand this, and B, what the next plan is. I understand you have quit your chairmanship of the Department of Ethnic Studies, University of Colorado.
I said up front before anybody asked, as a matter of fact, because I did not feel that it was fair. There's a symbolic representation of various things when you hold such a position. And my department, which is very supportive to me, didn't make the statements. All right? And they should be cut loose from the implication that they're
right.
Somehow or another synonymous with me in that sense.
Right.
And the institution as well. That's a fairness thing. A ministry position carries certain connotations, rightly or wrongly, that were, frankly, counterproductive to all concerned. It was unfair. So I relinquished that, which also has the effect of freeing me up to do what it is that I need to do, which is defend the core issue, and that's academic freedom, and that is not an administrative position.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing. And never at this level. But I've spent my whole life doing this, so I'm reasonably well experienced, prepared, and conditioned, although I'm learning things as I go here in this particular crucible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's really no line of retreat. Retreat's probably inappropriate in any event, but if I had decided to retreat, there's really no place to go. I mean, we are on the foundation of things now, so there's no backing up. And that can serve purposes other than with regard to my own position and my own institution's position, since you're quite correct, it is a national focus at this point. And it's established precedent that could be used all over. So this can serve as a galvanizing situation for groups and individuals who don't ordinarily have the time of day for one another. We have a common interest in this particular arena.
That's why
I didn't choose the ground. It was chosen for me. It's basically, I stake myself down. I don't back up.
I hear you. I guess that's kind of what I wanted to hear. Ward, it's been very interesting talking with you. I thank you for taking an hour to chat with us here. Take care, okay?
You too.
All right. Ward Churchill is a professor at the University of Colorado. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Spam. Computer viruses. Every day, businesses like yours are under attack. And there's only one thing that is guaranteed to stop it. The Barracuda Spam Firewall from Barracuda Networks. It's a device that installs in 5 minutes or less and stops the spam. And every virus, guaranteed. Barracuda Networks is so sure of their amazing device that they'll let you try it for free. Just call 888-ANTI-SPAM or go to BarracudaNetworks.com. 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM or BarracudaNetworks.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Rumsfeld in Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was given a glimpse today of what Iraq's special forces can do. Rumsfeld was on a one-day trip through the country and was shuttled to view an array of Iraqi units. In one demonstration that included live fire and stun grenades, he saw an Iraqi counter-terror team assault a compound. He said overall, the professionalism of these units is advancing. He also told American soldiers their departure from the country depends on how fast these new Iraqi units advance. He says once the Iraqi forces have that confidence, that capacity and capability, our forces, coalition forces, will be able to go home. Final results from the elections in Iraq could be announced maybe over the weekend or the start of next week. Election officials there say they need only a few days maximum to finish counting the ballots. Iraqis went to the polls January 30th to select members of a National Assembly that will write the Constitution. Officials had expected to announce the results yesterday, but they pushed that back, saying they had to recount about 300 ballot boxes worth of votes. The head of the Election Commission says counting is in the very final stages now. The ticket endorsed by Shiite clergy is in the lead. Police and witnesses say at least a dozen people killed in a bomb blast northeast of Baghdad today. The explosion near a Shiite mosque in a town 45 miles from the capital, just as the services were ending. Meanwhile, insurgent violence continues in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. Attacks today that killed at least 23 people. The U.S. Air Force says they're grounding 30 of the oldest C-130 transport planes after they found unexpectedly severe cracks in the wings. They're also restricting the use of another 60 of the C-130s. General John Jumper, the Air Force Chief of Staff, says about a dozen of these affected planes were carrying supplies in Iraq, but he says the move should not have a major impact on the war effort. Newer planes, he says, will be used. Jumper told a Senate committee the aging of parts of the Air Force fleet has become a concern, he says. He's constantly worrying that a catastrophic problem could be discovered in an entire category of aircraft. In Saudi Arabia, candidates backed by Islamic clerics won municipal elections. In Saudi Arabia's capital, in the kingdom's first regular balloting. Too early to tell, though, whether this represented a trend in the landmark voting staggered over the next 3 months. At least five of the winning candidates for the 7 seats on the Riyadh City Council are believed to be Islamists. It's not known whether the 7 winners sought the clerical endorsement indicated on the list or whether they got the support unsolicited. At least 2 losing candidates objected to the results. One of them said the circulated list violated electoral law by claiming religious backing. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. So call right now. 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
They call it a budget, but a better term would be hit list. Are you on Bush's enemies list? Is your kid? Is your kid's school? We'll talk to a survivor of the abstinence-only program, and if that's not scary, what about the conviction of defense attorney Lynn Stewart? We'll talk to one of her colleagues. Also, Dave Lindorf, who believes the New York Times killed an election-turning story, and nominated artist Rosalie Sorrells calls in live from the Grammy Awards. It's all on the Laura Flanders Show, weekends on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network. If you want to comment on what Ward Churchill had to say, you certainly are invited to do so. Before we get to your phone calls, so I want to get these sound bites played because they're pretty weird, if you don't mind an abrupt 180 here. The Jeff Gannon thing, it needs, on this program, a little bit more airing because it's so vile and smelly and foul, and it's just another example of what the Bush crime family is doing to discourse in this country, whether it's political discourse or whatever it is. You know, if we don't have the facts and we can't get the facts unless we bust our ass to get the facts, which some of us are willing to do, then we can't make informed decisions. Without the information, we're screwed. Now, when you have an administration like this one, as corrupt and filthy and vile as it is, that plants reporters, that pays columnists, that assists, and Newt Gingrich assisted in helping Rupert Murdoch establish the Fox News Network. When you have a political force in this country as smelly and as vile and as anti-freedom as the Republican Party, you got problems, real problems. So the Jeff Gannon thing, aside from the titillating little bits that he's a male hooker and this and that, aside from all that, the fact that this pig And the sows who let him in to come and grab one of the tits so he could nourish the right wingers out there. It needs to be exposed. That's all. It needs to be exposed. So just for kicks here, a flying monkey right hypocrisy moment. Now I want you to listen here. This is Bush at his post-inaugural primetime press conference last month. It was January 26th. And I want you to listen as a real reporter ask a question about the White House policy of paying right-wing asses like Williams, Armstrong Williams and Maggie Gallagher to shill White House policies. And then listen to Bush's answer about how they're not going to use sneaky plants like that anymore. Fair enough. But guess who he calls on for the very next question? You guessed it. James Guckert. Also known as Jeff, me love you longtime soldier, Gannon. So just have a listen. The actual reporter begins, and then me love you longtime soldier, Gannon, comes in second.
Do you think it's a proper use of government funds to pay commentators to promote your policies?
No.
Are you ordering that there be an end to that practice?
Yes, I am. I expect my cabinet secretaries to make sure that practice doesn't go forward. There needs to be independence. And Mr. Armstrong Williams admitted he made a mistake. And we didn't know about this in the White House. And, you know, and there needs to be a nice independent relationship between the White House and the press, and the administration and the press.
Oh.
And but all our cabinet secretaries must realize that we will not be paying, you know, commentators to advance our agenda. Our agenda ought to be able to stand on its own 2 feet. And I'm confident you'll be, over the course of the next 4 years, willing to give our different policies an objective look. Won't you? Yes. I can see that. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Senate Democratic leaders painted a very bleak picture of the U.S. economy. Harry Reid was talking about soup lines, and Hillary Clinton was talking about the economy being on the verge of collapse. Yet, in the same breath, they say that Social Security is rock solid and there's no crisis there. How are you going to work? You said you're going to reach out to these people. How are you going to work with people who seem to have divorced themselves from reality?
Continue to speak to the American people right after my State of the Union. I think I'm going to 4 or 5 states.
There you have it. Little Jeff, me love you long time, soldier Gannon. Huh? And once again, to the real reporter, said, are you ordering there be an end to that practice of paying people? And Bush says, we didn't know about this in the White House. These ignorant slobs didn't know about anything, did they? They don't know about their shills in media. They don't know about the destructive nature of their policies. They didn't know about Al-Qaeda. They didn't know about Bin Laden. They didn't know anything. They knew nothing. Mr. President, can I meet you afterwards? I've got some really cool websites I want to show you. Man, you ought to see them. Militarymenformen.funky. You're going to love it, Mr. President. Ooh. Jeez. Let's move along now to Scotty McClellan's press briefing today. And returning briefly to the recently released suppressed portions, some of them, of the 9/11 Commission report, this reporter wants to know if our new Secretary of State, that would be Condoleezza Rice, was lying. The reporter says, Scott, last year during the 9/11 Commission, one of the key points it looked into was whether the administration had taken the Al-Qaeda threat seriously enough before 9/11. Condoleezza Rice, in defending the administration, wrote an op-ed piece in the Washington Post in which she said, quote, no Al-Qaeda plan was turned over to the administration, end quote. Now, Scott, the Richard Clark memo from January 25, 2001 has been released, and in there is the year 2000 strategy of the Clinton administration. It's entitled Strategy for Eliminating the Threat from the Jihadist Networks of Al-Qaeda Status and Prospects. So, Scott, are you maintaining there was no Clinton plan turned over? In other words, was Dr. Rice telling the truth in her op-ed piece when she said there was no plan turned over from the previous administration?
Was she telling it? Yes. She addressed this matter previously. John, I'll be glad to take a look at what you have. I've not seen it at this point. But remember, we made it very clear during that time period that Al-Qaeda was a threat
we took very seriously.
You have to look at the actions that we took during that time period. You also have to remember that we were not on war footing prior to September 11th.
But
we are now a nation at war on terrorism.
Yeah.
The president is leading the effort to go after those
who seek
to do harm
to America.
We're staying on the offensive.
Staying on the offensive.
And bringing them to justice. And we're also working to advance freedom, democracy in the world.
To make the world
a safer
and better place.
And we will continue to pursue
that agenda. Don't you love how simple Scotty just ignores the question? This evil little swine. The question was, did Condi lie about warnings given to the Bush administration by the Clinton administration? Remember, that was the question. But instead, slimy Scotty talks about how we're a nation of war. We're going to advance freedom. We're on the offensive. We're bringing them to justice, freedom, democracy, to make the world safer and better place. We're going to pursue that agenda. We're on the war footing. We're a nation of world on terrorism. The little president is leading the effort. We're staying on the offensive and bringing them to justice. We're going to advance freedom. We're working to make the world safer, a safer and better place. We're going to continue to pursue that agenda, freedom, freedom, democracy in the world. And we will kill the little brown bastards who resist us. Oh, did I say that? Didn't mean to. Freedom, freedom, freedom and justice. That's where we're... It's become a song and dance act. Give him a hat and a cane and let him dance up there like some herky-jerky white man. Just like in that song by, drawing a complete blank. Never mind. And finally, on the threat pose, we got time for this one? No. All right, we'll do a break and come back because we got one more here on the threat posed by North Korea. Simple Scotty. Lays his hat and cane down and tries again to answer a simple question. We'll have that for you when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy, and this is Air America Radio.
That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas don't you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you anyway. So won't you let me help you, mister? Just pull your hat down the way I do and buy your pants just a little longer. Next time somebody laughs at you, you just tell them you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life.
Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019.
With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
I Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Okay, last one here. Simple Scotty McClellan at the press briefing today on the threat posed by North Korea, which is not, I don't know how to say this without sounding weird, but it's not a new threat. How's that? Huh? Isn't that what the right-wingers always say? Well, that's not new information. We've known all along that the senator was boinking children. That's nothing new. That's what the Republicans always say. All right, it's not new that Kim Jong Crazy has been trying to get his hands on nuclear weapons. So finally he says, guess what? We got them! Okay, yeah, all right. So that puts you in the same group as Pakistan, China, Israel, France, United States, UK, Brazil will soon be joining the club. Iran will soon be joining the club. Hell, once we all have them. Oh, never mind. Listen here as Simple Scotty once again tries to spin the reporter's question about why we attacked Iraq and not North Korea. A dumbass question to begin with, but let's listen. He tries to spin it into some garbage about making progress and moving forward with the six-party talks. There are no six-party talks anymore. You know, what the Koreans want is a sit-down with the United States, sort of like Nixon. Remember what Nixon did? Nixon goes to China. Nixon goes and sits down with the master slaver, Mao Zedong and Zhou Enlai, and there it was. It wasn't a Democrat that went. It was Nixon. And they went and they drank rice wine and they toasted each other and hip, hip, hooray. And some sort of ugly confrontation was temporarily avoided, like they seem to be avoided every day back during the terrible days of the Cold War, remember? But maybe what we need here is Bush having a Nixon moment. Let Bush go to Pyongyang. Let him, Kim Jong crazy and George W. crazy, let the two of them sit down, and then very quietly their aides leave the room and lock the doors and leave the two of them inside. And if I understand Kim Jong crazy, which I don't, but if I accept news reports, the first thing he would do once they were alone would break out the porno tapes for he and George to look at, right? Oh, anyway. The reporter today starts. He says, Scott, you referred previously to the diplomatic strategy in North Korea. During the Iraq experience, the president or his cabinet members was out several times a week describing the concern about what would happen if Saddam obtained a weapon, or secondly, what would happen if he exported nuclear materials. You remember, Scott. Now, American intelligence indicates that the North Koreans have nuclear materials, perhaps even a weapon. And, Scott, if you believe that they may have been caught in at least one case of export, you know, Libya, can you explain to us, Scott, why this threat would be less urgent than the Iraqi threat?
Iraq was unique, that's why, and we talked about that previously, about why they were unique and why how they had defied the international community for some 12 years and how they had defied resolution after resolution. It was Saddam Hussein's choice to make, and he chose continued defiance. We believe that the best way forward to resolving the nuclear issue in North Korea is the six-party talks. It's important to continue to pursue the peaceful diplomatic route for resolving this matter through the six-party talks.
Scott, I asked you to assess a threat, and you came back and told me about a future diplomatic way forward. Could you address the comparative threat?
I pointed out that we talked about the situation with Iraq. Iraq was a unique situation, particularly in a post-September 11th world. We've talked about that on numerous occasions. And in terms of North Korea, we've been talking about that in this room. We're working through the six-party talks to address the matter.
Oh, my God. Isn't that interesting? It's not interesting. It's sick. It's vomitous. It's disgusting. Here stands this minstrel, song and dance man, right? Here he is, dancing around with his hat and his cane. And he says, the North Koreans have defied the Iraqis have defied the international community for 12 years. Scott, the North Koreans have defied the international community for 55 years. And he goes on to say how Iraq had defied resolution after resolution. Oh, yeah? Really? Well, now that's unique in the United Nations, countries defying resolution after resolution, huh? Oh, my God. And the reporter, to his credit, says, wait, I asked you to assess a threat, and you come back and tell me about a future diplomatic way forward. I'm asking if North Korea, with weapons and with the record of export, is, and at that point, of course, he was overtalked and shut down. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? It's their America.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Auric XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
If staying healthy is about the choices you make, you're about to make an important one. Which vitamin E to take? Larry King here to tell you about Advanced Protection Estuary, a new advanced form of vitamin E. Advanced because Estuary's antioxidant strength is protected. Advanced because it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Choose the Advanced Protection of Estuary, new from the makers of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin E?
Look for Ester E at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
That's not just any cold. It's a bad one. With this, plus this, plus this, and more. You need new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold. It's the first and only cold formula with two strong cold medicines, plus all the power of Advil to relieve eight big symptoms of your bad cold. From body aches to runny nose, nasal congestion, and sneezing. So when you get hit with just about every cold symptom out there, now you can hit back with the power of Advil in new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold.
Use as directed.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. This week on the Kyle Jason Show, we will be having a roundtable discussion about the music industry. Joining us will be Senior VP and Head of A&R for Lava Records, Mr. Andy Karp. Also, Entertainment Attorney, Mr. Ron Beanstock. And the one, the only rhyme animal himself, Mr. Chuck D. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, y'all. It's going to be a blast. Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Think we ought to do some phone calls? Huh? Probably. Chuck is calling from Pittsburgh. He's been holding on since the program started, practically. Chuck, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike. I'm not Chuck. Actually, I'm Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Okay, my bad. Jeff.
Yeah, cool. You know, it's kind of interesting, and you can tie it all together in a thread. It was something that Ward Churchill said, and he basically said that we are living in a fascist state.
Yeah, right.
And basically what I was calling, what got me hot, really hot, the last couple of days, is this story of 52 times that, you know, this administration was warned of this attack and how the media has completely ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically a media thing, and the media, as the fourth estate, I think, is as culpable as this administration in terms of the lives of those people. And so, you know, that's kind of like a four comment. I also have a question for you and also an appeal.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I'll tell you what, you know, I'm a little bit nervous, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. I understand.
You had a great email when you opened up your show.
Well, from the lady whose nephew was a year out from his being killed in action in Iraq, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of upsetting to hear that, you know.
Yeah, really.
And, frankly, 52 times this administration was warned that there was going to be an attack on the United States. There was going to be some kind of activity, and they just completely ignored it. And if I went out in public today, and I said, well, this sounds kind of like, you know, fishy and, you know, immediately, you are crazy. You're a crazy liberal conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
And this is coming from a guy who believes that Adam was created from God.
Right. Jeff, you got to stop trying to convince people like that of anything. It is a total waste of time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if he's a friend, I don't know what to tell you.
Actually, he was a talk show host.
Oh, a talk show host. Oh, okay.
And so, you know, this is coming from a guy who believes that the serpent spoke to Adam or Eve or whatever, you know. And I'm crazy, you know, a crazy liberal conspiracy theorist. And what are we going to my question, let me just get past my comments because I'm too upset. I will start swearing on the air, and I don't want to. Air America doesn't need any FCC fines.
We don't need any callers who swear on the air either.
Right. My question to you is, okay, you worked at CNN, right?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Is there anything that the public can do to try to nudge the media into actually, there are no stories at all on the network news about this. You know, when the 9/11 book first came out and the report first came out, they're all over it, and they couldn't find anything, you know. But now this quote-unquote abridged or, you know, the declassified version comes out, and there's no airplay at all on it. And this is damning. This
okay, so your question is there anything...
My question is, as you, from someone who has worked in the media, what would you suggest we do? And also I have an appeal.
There really is nothing you can do. The only thing you can do, and this requires the cooperation of literally millions of people, and that is don't turn on the network that you're having a problem with. If it's Fox,
I'm already doing that.
Okay, well, hold on. I said it takes the cooperation of millions. One person doing it is nothing. It's like peeing into the ocean. Do you make the ocean deeper? No, of course not. Well, I guess in a way, it might be a few billion atoms deeper, but you understand my point. Media does not and will not respond to public pressure. Now, boycotts of advertisers like what was pulled against Sinclair, which I thought was a really good idea, that's one thing. But you are not going to boycott, you're not going to pull that off against a CBS or an ABC or CNN or Fox or any of them. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Now, what happened with Sinclair, they didn't boycott the products advertised. They just started dumping stock, if I remember, letting Sinclair know that their value would go down, and I think they lost about 25% of their stock value. So maybe that's the way to do it. But again, it takes a real concentrated effort to do something like that. As far as writing to, or emailing, or phone calling,
it's worthless. Yeah,
it's worse than worthless. It really is. It means absolutely nothing. Now, that's true with radio networks. It's true with television networks, and for the most part, it's true with big market stations like big radio and television stations in the top 20 markets. They no more respond. 10,000 people can send an email to, for example, WLS in Chicago, demanding that they at least put a little balance on their right wing station, and it's just dumped. Nobody pays any attention. There's not a person in one of those major stations who even reads emails. That's why I say it's worse than a waste of time. It's nothing. It doesn't even exist. So,
well, in terms of not watching the network news, it kind of runs counter to an appeal that I had, because I was searching all over the internet to try to find which stations are running what kind of.
Here's my suggestion.
My appeal is that anyone who is watching actually, sits down to dinner and they're watching the network news, to log exactly what stories they're playing, whether it's the Michael Jackson or the Prince Charles, or 52 times, and maybe post it on your forum or something, because I'll tell you it's not what's being reported, it's what's not being reported.
Well, I got you. All right, let me wrap this up for you. Here's what you can do. If you want news, if you have free speech TV on your cable or satellite system.
I've got that, dude, and I'm all over the internet. Truth.
Okay, if you have, now let me finish. Jeff.
I want to see that guy, Dan Rather, and all these other guys actually say it. I'm 44 years old. I grew up in Dorn, Vietnam, and I saw reporting back then.
Okay.
Nowadays, I don't see anything. I am so.
Okay. All right, Jeff, I hear you. And thanks for venting. I hear you. I got to move on. I can't let you continue to vent. Now, what I was going to say is this. If you want to watch a good newscast, watch Amy Goodman on Democracy Now. Okay? Go to, if you have Free Speech TV or Link or whatever, however it's carried on your television system, Free Speech TV is usually that's the one I watch. And watch Amy Goodman. If you want to see some news, if you want to see some in-depth reporting with a right-wing slant to it, watch the is it Jim Lehrer or is it McNeil? It's Jim Lehrer. Watch the Lehrer News Hour on PBS, and then you have to use the internet. That's all. You are not going to be informed. You are not going to be given the information you need to make informed decisions as a citizen of the United States by watching any. Commercial television station or network in this country. It is not the nature or function of television networks or stations to inform. It is the nature and function of television to sell things. That is its sole reason for being in existence. Now, once you accept that and understand that that is received wisdom, you will stop going to ABC or CNN or whoever it is to try to get information. If you want kind of brain-dulling entertainment, fine. I watch, Desperate Housewives every Sunday night. I watch, well, of course, it's HBO, the Sopranos when they're on, or Curb Your Enthusiasm. But the last place I would go for information is television. Oh, Jesus, you might as well go to church if you for science. You understand what I'm saying? And the only thing I can think of is Amy Goodman's program or Jim Lehrer's program. That's about it. That's about it. All gone. All right. Brian is calling from New Hampshire. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hi. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I want to say, first of all, I think it was great to have that Mr. Churchill on there, Professor Churchill. I think what the excerpt you read from his piece there, where he was at, it was his updated piece, I guess, about a...
Well, he was responding to the attacks on him because of what he wrote, right?
I think it was a very pro-American piece. I don't think it was anti-American. He's trying to tell us that if we keep on going with this John Wayne... Well, it's not even like to insult John Wayne that way, but with dehumanizing Arab people, Muslim people, bombing, glossing over 100,000 dead Iraqi civilians. If we keep going in this direction, there's going to be many more 911s and worse. And this is a culture that we will not be able to change. Even Thomas Friedman admitted that in the Lexus and the Olive Tree, that is a pro-free market Friedman, that the Muslim world is, it's part of Asia. It's not going to, it has the patience to wait us out, and it'll hit us when it's at its leisure, but it will get revenge. There are many Iraqis. We put the heart of revenge in their souls now with this invasion of Iraq, on that war exhausted country. He's right about the 500,000 dead children from the Clinton era. There's nobody where it's all U.S. policy and it's all wrong as far as towards the Arabic.
I hear you, Brian. I hate to interrupt because I like your rant here, but we got a break. All right.
All right.
Thanks for checking in, and thanks for your patience. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I'll grab my TV, my car, and my gun. And the TV God watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see. All around the world, every night and day, on my TV.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident. And remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome like I do, I know it's the last thing you want to think about. It keeps you from being the person you want to be. Well, I've found relief from IBS, and so can you, with Digestive Advantage IBS. Just one tablet gives you 24-hour relief from diarrhea, constipation, and everything in between. Be yourself again with Digestive Advantage IBS.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage IBS for the dietary management of irritable bowel syndrome. Available over the counter at drugstores everywhere.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
It's about 10 before the hour. And to the usual crew in New York, thank you. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac engineered the program tonight. Linda Blake, associate producer, answered your calls. And have a safe trip, Linda. Linda will be on vacation all next week, so that's going to be weird. I don't know who's going to be doing her job, but when you call in next week, hear a different voice. It's only because she's on vacation, all right? Thanks also, of course, to Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas. And Malloy Mondays for Randy Rhodes starts Monday. This program, Monday night, will be a repeat of, I guess, this past Tuesday's show. I don't know. Anyway, Randy will be in surgery during the program Monday, during her program Monday, usual time. So we'll be giving you updates on how she is tolerating everything throughout the show. We wish her all the best, and we're sure she'll be okay. All right. By the way, for those of you who want an alternative media source, I've mentioned this before, I think, and I know you all, some of you are familiar with it, rawstory.com. Now, the people who run that are putting together an alternative news source. And if you go to rawstory.com, you will find what it is, okay? Just check it out. Go, and again, I know a lot of you are familiar with our website, rawstory.com, all right? Just go there. Go there. Check it out. David is calling from Chicago. David, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, David.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, we really miss not having you on the air here.
Well, eventually this network will be in Chicago if we have to come in with the battering rams and
Well, it was, but they decided, I'm not quite sure. Your show convinced me to get a Sirius satellite radio. And
well, there you go.
I try to make sure. Hey, I wanted to tell you something that's going to just blow your mind because it blew mine. I really don't listen to WLS basically after they got rid of Ski and Skinner.
Right.
When they got rid of your show, that was bad enough. But there was Hannity was doing something tonight, you know, like honoring the troops or something.
Yeah.
And this guy came back from Iraq, this Marine, and he said it was like a vacation over there.
A vacation?
Yes.
Well?
Well, if he has another vacation, I hope he goes to Ramadi. He goes to Fallujah. And,
yeah.
You know, because there's 1,500 guys that, you know, their vacation was ended.
You know, I've said before in this program, I respect military tradition. The military has a very checkered history in this country. Some of the worst examples of human rights abuses and outright murder have occurred by members of our military.
Yeah.
On the other hand, some of the greatest stories of valor and bravery have occurred because of actions by members of our military.
Well,
anybody, let me finish. Anybody who goes to Iraq right now, as far as I'm concerned, and calls it a vacation, is a sick, sick person. Just because, and I don't think that reflects on the military.
Well, up north.
Yeah, that reflects on the individual. It doesn't reflect, I don't think, on the military. Now, I think the military has been grossly misused many times in our history. It's being horribly misused now, but that's just what happens. What I suggest, I don't know if I'll be arrested for suggesting this, but I've said it before. Open mutiny by soldiers who realize they are fighting an illegal war, who realize they are killing civilians, who realize that what they're doing is driving them crazy and making them sick and poisoning a country that did nothing to us. And to me, that requires absolute mass walkout. Just where they say, screw this, and lay down the weapons and head for the nearest transport back home.
Well, I was in the Air Force when Ronnie Boy was in office, you know, and I've got the Honorable DD Form 214 to prove
right.
it. In fact, I'm going to go to the auto show tomorrow and laugh at that screaming witch, Terry Lyon Crying O'Brien. And I'm going to bring my book, actually, that has the picture of me in the Air Force. You know, it has, a yearbook thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask her, I'm going to I did my time. Where are you? I also want to make a public call, two quick things. One, I want Hannity, since he's a big supporter of the military.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this on radio. I want him to sign his son up, his six-year-old son, up in 12 years. I want him to march his boy down there since he's such a supporter.
I hear you. But you know that will never happen. Right-wingers as a group are cowardly bastards. They don't care how many people die. They will not put on a uniform. Will not defend the country's aggressive behavior. They will not go out there and defend capitalism and put themselves at risk. And I say, screw them. And I have
just beat on their chest and sing kumbaya.
There you go. David, I have to leave it there. Thanks, David. I appreciate you checking in. And do take care. I'm getting a lot of emails now from people who want to tell me good websites to go to for alternative media. And I think my caller, Jeff, I think he understood that. He was talking about mainstream media. He's talking about television, radio, newspapers, magazines, and that sort of thing. Obviously, Jeff understands, as I do, as you do, that websites like the one I just mentioned, rawstory.com, all the blogs that are happening now, dailyhowler.com, democraticunderground.com, just on and on and on and on. There are just scores, hundreds, thousands of sources on the Internet that will give us the information we need. That's where we need to go, right? All right, I'll see you Monday at middle of the afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, sitting in for Randy Rhodes. Hope you're going to be there. Best of Malloy on Monday night, and then we'll be back Tuesday regular time. All right? Take care. Have a great weekend. Thanks for participating. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Oh, yeah. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kenny, wherever you are.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60-foot by 120 for